You are about to enjoy a By Maven Media production. I'm your host, Dr. Kelsey Vick, a board-certified orthopedic doctor of physical therapy and a women's health physical therapist. I'm super happy you're here. Now let's wellness girl chat. The last essential might be the most important of all. It's where the building actually happens, where the adaptations start to occur, and where we can make sure to approach the next workout even better. Welcome back to Wellness Fixes the Pod. I'm your host, Dr. Kelsey Vick, a board-certified orthopedic doctor of physical therapy and a pelvic floor physical therapist. And we are covering the last essential as part of our exercise handbag today. I'm calling it the bookends, the warm-up and the cool-down, the recovery, basically where all the magic happens. If you've missed our previous episodes, we've covered more essentials to include as part of your exercise handbag, where no matter the style of handbag that you like, all of the essentials throughout all of our handbags as women, especially our exercise handbags as women, should be pretty similar. We have our keys, our cell phones, our driver's license, our wallets, our lip moisturizer. If you've missed our previous episodes, we've covered more essentials to include in your exercise handbag. High intensity interval training and sprint interval training, in addition to how those affect our cortisol. We've covered zone 2 training and how it might not be as essential as we previously thought. We've covered jump training, strength training, and our last one today, the recovery phases of our exercise handbags. So super duper important, super fun series, and I'm excited to dive into this final essential today. I'm describing this one too, this essential is the environment that you put your body into in order to get the most out of your exercises that you are adding to your routine. So whether that's high intensity interval training, sprint interval training, strength training, jump training, when we add those, we want to make sure that our body is in the right environment through a warm up, through a cool down, and making sure it has the right amount of recovery in between. So all of them help prep our bodies to reduce the risk for injury, helps with our nervous system, it helps with our hormonal balance, especially as women. So the environment that our body's in when we exercise is super duper important and should be an essential component and something that we think about each time we are exercising. So let's start with a warm-up. It's essential, and I know you're sick of hearing this, especially from a physical therapist, but it helps to prep your muscles, joints, and tendons. It also reduces your risk for injury, which is probably the biggest one. I know my physical therapist friends probably do not want to have to see you for lack of a proper warm-up, but it really is super important to prep and prime the body for the activity that you're about to do. It comes down to communication. Before we call someone, we go on our phones, we find their name, and then we press their name, which dials their number. And then we can think about the warm-up as that act of going to find the name and dial the number. We have to do the prep work before we actually get to the end goal, which is a conversation with that person. So think of the warm-up like that dialing of the number, that finding the name, and then pressing call. In the same way, we need to cue the right muscles, joints, tendons, right parts of our nervous system in order to respond to the exercise that we are about to go through. It's important that our warm-up is also specific to the type of training that we're about to do. This might be a duh thing, Kelsey, but I've seen plenty of people warm up with squats when they're about to do an upper body day. Not wrong, but maybe not as specific as we could be. So it might sound super obvious, but we're going to want to warm up our upper body on an upper body day. We're going to warm up our heart on a cardiovascular day. We're going to warm up some of the muscles that we'll be using during those high intensity days and those jump training days. We want to actually move the areas and the joints and the muscles that we are going to use before we actually expect them to do this like higher intensity work, whether in the form of HIIT training, sprint training, jump training, or strength training. So if you're doing some of these more explosive exercises, think of adding progressively more explosive movements. So let's talk high intensity interval training, for example. Start off possibly with bodyweight squats, then walking lunges, then jump lunges, easing it bit by bit, progressively getting harder and harder until you're more explosive and starting out with high knees and then sprints. So you're warming up those muscles in an easier way before you are warming them up in a more explosive way, before you exercise at a more explosive intensity. If you're doing yoga, you're not going to jump right in to the most flexible bending position. You're going to warm up the joints prior to your practice. And so the same thing applies. We want it to be specific to the activity that you're doing. It also doesn't have to be long. A warm-up does not have to be long at all. And you can include it as part of your workout. If you've done any sort of track workouts or high school track or college track, you know that the warm-ups can be challenging and can be a way to get that heart rate up prior to the exercise. So you can count it as part of your workout. Switching to the cool down. The cool down helps to take us from that sympathetic, that fight or flight response that we want during exercise to that parasympathetic rest, digest, muscle recovery side of our nervous system that we want for after exercise. If you struggle with feeling like you've properly recovered after a higher intensity session, whether that be heavier lifting or a HIIT workout, really, really focus on the cool down. The cool down is our way to influence our physiology. It's really cool that we can do something like breath work to cue our body into the right state of recovery, to cue us from that sympathetic response to that parasympathetic response and help put our body in that right environment for those adaptations, that recovery to occur. So breath work might be my most favorite tool to utilize during a cool down. I just think it's cool that, again, we can perform this action of breath work to put our body in the right state for that recovery. So not only does it target that parasympathetic nervous system, but it can also help lower our cortisol. So if you are someone who experiences high stress in her workday or her family life or whatever, really focus and prioritize that cool down, because you can do something as easy as breath work to really help your body switch from what we expect with exercise, with that higher sympathetic state, that higher cortisol activity, which is totally okay. That's what we want. But if you struggle with recovery, implement some of these breathwork techniques to really help cue your body into that recovery state. In addition to the essentials in my exercise handbag, I also like to have foundational supplements. It can be hard to know who to trust, which is why I always recommend Thorne. I have pointed so many people towards their creatine because they go through the extra time, money, and energy to get it NSF certified for sport, the gold standard certification recommended by many of the dietitians and scientists we've had here on the pod. Check out the link below to support the pod and message me for 30% off your entire Thorne order. Now let's get back to the pod. So a little note on cortisol. We've done an entire series on cortisol. I'll link it below where we talk about cortisol being the misunderstood mean girl. And we covered this a little bit in our high intensity interval training and sprint interval training episode, but it really is a misunderstood mean girl. Our body needs cortisol. Our body wants cortisol, especially at different times of the day. It's this prolonged elevated cortisol levels that are dangerous for us. So I'll link all of that deep sciencey cortisol episodes below because we've done, I think, 3 or 4 episodes. But from an umbrella perspective, we expect a peak in cortisol within 30 to 45 minutes of waking. Exercise also increases our cortisol, but it should be temporary. High intensity interval training gets a bad reputation for spiking our cortisol. But long term, the more you incorporate high intensity interval training with the appropriate recovery, it helps to actually lower your baseline levels of cortisol. So don't let cortisol scare you. Don't let raised cortisol scare you. But this cool down really is a way, if you do feel like you struggle with that balance, to help overall put your body into a state of rest, adaptation, and recovery. If you struggle with recovery too, try exercising in the morning when our cortisol is expected to peak. It's almost like working with your body rather than against it. So rather than exercising at the end of the day when we expect a lower cortisol and then we're spiking it when it's at one of its lowest points, try working out at the beginning of the day when we expect it to have its peak. So a few cool down techniques with breath work. Again, you can do light mobility flows, light stretching, all good too. But I really do think breath work is one of the essential parts of a cool down to have in your exercise handbag. Breath work can actually decrease cortisol levels by 20%. So it's a really good tool to have in your toolbox. So 2 techniques that I love for breath work. One, you do a 5-second inhale, 5-second exhale, and then pause at the bottom for 2 seconds. The other one's box breathing. So you picture a square, you inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, exhale 4 seconds, hold 4 seconds. And you can vary that time based on what your capacity is for breathwork at that time. I know when I'm super stressed, 4 seconds is challenging for me, but if I'm more relaxed, I can do maybe 5 to 8 seconds. So you can vary the time too. Remember, recovery truly is where the magic happens. It's that environment that you put your body in, both before the workout and after the workout and on rest days, to allow that recovery, those adaptations, that muscle building, that nervous system reset, all the good things to occur. We can't just keep breaking down our body day after day and expecting that recovery and those adaptations to happen. We really do need to prioritize that warm up, cool down, and recovery part of our exercise handbag. As far as recovery goes, that can look different for everyone. It can be a zone 2 jog if you feel like your body can handle that. It can be a walk. It can be complete rest. It's definitely talking about sleep too. So all of those are good things to focus on when it comes to your recovery and thinking about how you want your body to recover and how able your body is to recover doing certain activities. So to keep it simple, warm up specific to the form of exercise that you're about to do. Cool down utilizing breathwork practices and take recovery days. So that wraps up our exercise handbag series. We've covered all the essentials: high intensity interval training, sprint interval training, jump training, strength training, cool down, recovery, warm up. And then we've also a little side comment on zone two and why it might not be as essential for our exercise handbags as women. So I hope you've enjoyed the series. If you've learned something, I'd love if you could share the episode. If you could rate and review it on whatever podcast platform you listen to, let me know what you think. Let me know how you're incorporating some of these essentials into your own routine, especially given all of our different styles of exercise and movement that we all enjoy. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, of course, for supporting me, especially by listening to this podcast. This is one of my favorite things to do. I love educating. I love talking about these topics. So thank you for basically showing an interest in one of my passions that I really enjoy. It means the world to me. So thank you so much. And I'll see you guys again on the next episode of Wellness Big Sis the Pod.